Chapter 3. Union Station was, perhaps, the most elegant building in Wichita. It was still relatively new, built just a few years before the war, its front entrance adorned with granite columns and arched windows more than 20 feet high. Inside it was all one grand space, and on this bright July morning, long slants of sunlight fell across the marble floor. People holding tickets and suitcases walked purposefully between shadow and light, their footfalls and chatter echoing. Cora and Alan, along with Leonard Brooks, sat on one of the wooden benches on the perimeter. The high back bench looked and felt like a church pew, and Cora sat very straight, occasionally looking up at the large clock positioned high on a wall. Louise had left to use the ladies' room over 20 minutes ago. "You'll take the Santa Fe as far as Chicago," Alan said, looking down at Cora's ticket. "You'll have 2 hours to change trains, which is plenty of time. But you should probably find your connection right away." He gave her a meaningful look, using a handkerchief to wipe his brow. "Chicago station can be overwhelming." Cora managed a nod, her gloved hands clasped tightly in her lap. She was 17 when she first arrived in Wichita, literally right off the farm, her train pulling into the old depot, which was so much smaller and less impressive than this new one. Yet at the time, she'd been both thrilled and anxious at the sight of so many people and so much movement, and all the fashionable women with corseted figures wearing belted skirts and high-collared shirtwaists. To Cora, even now, Wichita was the big city. Alan had grown up here.